This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The praying mantis will kill and eat hummingbirds. Is that true or false? It is absolutely true.
What?
You're telling me a shtick of a creature?
Things are about to get ugly. That's going to leave a mark.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. This here show, as Ed Battagliano calls it, we call Trivia Friday, but we also call it
Learning University. University.
And Learning University is on the air for the next hour and 25 minutes. I'm Tim Wildman, dean of this here school, Ed Battagliano, one of our distinguished professors.
Yes. Good morning, sir. If I'm going to be a professor, I'm going to act like one.
And since
I've never heard that before, that's a good.
I picture you. Yeah. I picture you as the classroom goes downhill. There you are in front of the whiteboard.
Mm. Yeah.
Distinguished.
Yes.
With your houndstooth jacket.
Yeah. Whatever that is.
Hey, what's the opposite of distinguished? Word
extinguished.
So you could be an extinguished professor.
But look, you're on to something, because I've wanted to a whole lot of days when I greet people, they say, "How you doing?" Hey, I am a gruntled employee.
Oh yeah,
and just proud of it, because you always hear about the disgruntled,
right?
And then there's a couple.
Could you be a gruntled?
Yeah, I think you can. I think we could start that, because there's a couple other words like that. You only hear one version. And I think, how come you never hear the other part of that?
Right.
Or if it even is a word. So I feel gruntled today.
Some people may be disappointed. No, I'm pretty appointed today.
I'm pretty appointed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys.
I'm not even a Calvinist.
I like the guys, the way you guys are stretching and exploring words.
Well, here's the deal. May, and we've got the seniors on our mind. And you go to all these graduation speeches, and they say you are standing on the threshold, about to embark into... Well, Learning University is the threshold.
Yes.
We are the threshold, and you're standing right here, about ready to launch into bigger and better things, people.
If you want to be real, and I was one of these commencement speakers, I would say you are standing on the threshold of much, much debt.
And a lifetime of crushing.
For about 40 or 50 years.
Exhausting
unless you win
work.
The lottery, or you got a rich uncle who's going to leave you money, you're going to be burdened with an albatross around your neck that's going to
you're going to get up every day of the rest of your life for the next 60 years.
That's if you even sleep at night. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. J.J. Jasper, Ed Battagliano, Tim Wildman. Here's how we play this. We are going to ask questions, three questions each, trivia questions. Then we're going to open up the phone lines and take your calls, where you will call, get on the line with us, answer one of our trivia questions, and ask us a trivia question. That's how we play. So I'm going to give you the phone number right now. It's 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. I will just tell you that most of the time the lines are full. So 888-589-8840. Is our phone number. Now, we will have one question that, if answered correctly, you will hear this.
Whoa!
Yes, the blood
love
of cowbell.
That sound.
Yes, the cowbell will ring.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
And you will know that you have won yourself a Trivia Friday t-shirt. We got any of these left, by the way?
I don't know the answer to that. They're going like hotcakes.
Hotcakes always go.
Yes.
And then followed by Trivia Friday t-shirts.
Then you get stuck. Somebody gets stuck with the cold cakes that are left over.
That was...
For those of you watching on Facebook, and you can do that, and you can also watch on YouTube, but we're holding the shirts up, real attractive.
Yes.
Yes. Learning University.
Yes.
And this would be a fun little addition to whatever else you get the graduate.
Or hey, you know, you got summer coming
to
up.
Mom, along with something else. Take her out to eat.
So, Trivia Friday t-shirts are available. We are live video streaming this show, by the way, if you want to watch on Facebook.
Trivia Facebook Live.
Go to Today's Issues Facebook or YouTube. Today's
but
Issues.
As you mentioned, somebody's going to win one.
Yeah.
But if you want to buy one, and it's a great way to help the ministry, you can go to afastore.net.
$15.
afastore.net.
afastore.net. Buy your Trivia Friday t-shirt.
That's a decent price for a t-shirt, plus you're helping the ministry.
$15. Yeah, $15. They're quality T-shirts too.
They are. Really, they're bulletproof.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about
the
cotton
was grown in the ground.
We'll take you out in the backyard and see if that's true or not. All right. Did we cover all our ground rules here?
I think we
did. If you've called and gotten on the show.
Yes. I'm sorry. Thank you. If you've called and gotten on the show that is live on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, do not call because we want to give as many new people an opportunity to get on this program as possible. So those are the ground rules that we have now covered. So, Ed? Professor Ed, please give us your three questions.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm going to wear that out today.
I don't know if you need to do that the whole hour and a half. I don't know if I could take that or not.
Okay.
At least the first question.
You say you like a little of it. My wife, for 36 years plus, be going, I like a little bit of the jokes you tell, but really, over and over and over.
Hey, I got to jump in. My kids, ever since they were little, were driving down the road. You look over and you see round bales of hay in the field. And I mean, when they're 2, 3, 4, and I look out the window and point and go, hey. Well, 99% of the time, they all look. And then after the 100th time I did that, or maybe the 3rd time, they roll their eyes and say, Dad, you are killing us. But, you know, you're pointing at the hay bales.
10 or 15 years later, hey. they don't even look up anymore.
No, but they'll do that when their kids are
small. Yes, they will.
And the older you get, the more you tell jokes, the same jokes to the same people.
Yes.
And you don't even realize it.
Or you start off by saying, I probably already told you this, but just if you have, pretend.
Right, pretend you haven't heard it.
Haven't heard it. All right, here are my questions. Question number one, we know people from Louisiana are sometimes called Cajuns. Where does that word come from, Cajuns?
Good question.
Question number two, in the book of Joshua, in order for the people of Israel to cross the Jordan River, where did the priests have to stand with the ark? And question number three, a true-false question in honor of JJ, bats are blind. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. Start off with the Bible question. How many times did Paul ask God to remove his thorn in the flesh? How many times did the Apostle Paul ask God to remove his thorn in the flesh?
Good Bible question.
Second question, the U.S. buys up how much of the world's diamonds? This is multiple choice. Is it A, 25%, B, 50%, or C, 75%? So how much the U.S. buys up the world's amount of diamonds? Is it 25, 50, or 75%?
Nobody from my family does.
And then,
we're not helping.
Hey, it's a girl's best friend. So, and then here's my third question, true or false? In the 2017 edition of Webster's Dictionary, five words were actually misspelled.
Really?
Is that true or false?
Dad, how do you spell this? Look it up in the dictionary.
Or not. In the 2017 edition of Webster's Dictionary, five words were actually misspelled. True or false?
All right, here are my three questions. What actress made $1 million by the time she was 10 years old?
Well, that ain't right.
What actress made $1 million... by the time she was 10 years old. Number two, what is the first book set in type? What was the first book set in type?
Good questions.
And number three, who was the first woman to fly solo? I guess this is feminist day for Tim. I don't know what the deal is here. Who was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic? The Atlantic Ocean, there was a woman who was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean.
And those was the difference
between
her and that fellow that flew the Spirit of St. Louis. She did not have to stop and ask directions, which gave her a huge advantage.
Yes.
All right, let's get started.
All right, first caller, we're going to go to Texas, and Shannon is on the line. Shannon, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll try and do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
I want to say that it's true that bats are blind.
Okay, the question is, bats are blind, is that true or false? And you are saying it's true?
Yes.
That is incorrect. Bats can almost see as well as humans. At night, their ears are more important. They use echolocation.
What are we going to do with that phrase?
Blind as a bat?
Yeah. What are we going to say to the umpire from now on?
You know what you're going to do? You're going to irritate, like I'm going to, you're going to irritate every person who uses that expression by acting like a know-it-all. Actually, it's not true that bats are blind. They just prefer to use their ears at night,
like
using echolocation.
Yeah, I want to party with that guy.
But that's right. You mean the know-it-all?
Yeah, the know-it-all.
Hey, Blue, you're as blind as... Well,
I'm going to go to the movie with him on Friday night.
All right. Hey, Shannon, good try. Yeah. I used that one because it's a little bit tricky. Everyone wants to say bats are blind, but...
I only said it was true because you hear the phrase all your life, bats are blind.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
I'm thinking,
that's
why they make it up if it wasn't true?
Please tell me that doornails are dead. Oh, that's going to throw that hole.
You're
going to
lose that saying,
too.
I know
right.
it. I certainly hope moss grows on the north side of the tree.
Oh, well, here we go. Here we go.
Shannon, what's your question for us?
My question is biblical. Who killed more people in at their death than they did their entire life?
Who killed more people at their death?
That's going to be Samson, right? We're just talking about yourself.
Well, okay. All right, so we're going to talk amongst ourselves. Hang on a second, Shannon. All right, what do you guys think?
Samson. Correct.
All right, we're going to say Samson, Shannon.
That is correct. That was a Final Jeopardy question many years ago, and everyone got it wrong.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, they should have had us on there.
People said Jesus, and one people said the devil.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I'll get the devil. Devil didn't die.
Devil went down to Georgia, actually.
That's right. All right. Oh, hey, Shannon, thank you. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Looking for a soul to steal.
Yes.
He's in a bind and way behind and looking to make a deal.
I don't know. Guys like you and Rusty Benson, you guys just pull lyrics out.
My wife and her brother can go from now to the cows come home, if cows actually come home.
Right.
But they can do those lyrics and keep on going.
Yeah, I can't. I'm terrible.
Yeah, I can't.
All right, back to the phones.
All right, back to the phones we go, folks. We're going to go first to
Fire on the Mountain,
second.
Run, boy, run.
Yeah. I always remember two words out of any chorus, and that's all I can remember is beat it. Now I just say that over and over again, or whatever song.
That's a Michael Jackson song.
I can do two words, but then I know people that can, like Tim and my wife and her brother, that can just, man, word for word.
I know.
That's great. That's a gift.
That is. That is a gift to the rest of us, too. Boy, we just. All right, we go to Indiana, and Steve is on the line. Steve, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, learned professors.
Steve, what's up, Steve?
You
doing okay?
That.
Weather nice today in Indiana?
Very nice today.
Yes, sir. Spring has arrived. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Spring has sprung.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to do both, please.
Which question you want to answer?
I'm going to answer the one about Paul.
Here's the question, Steve. How many times did Paul ask God to remove his thorn in the flesh?
My Bible says he asked God three times to remove that thorn.
Second question.
Thank you there. That's the mystery question. Answer correctly. Brother Steve in Indiana will get himself a Trivia Friday t-shirt.
That's right, Steve.
How do you
the
feel about that,
are dancing, Steve?
Steve.
They are so happy.
Hey, if I didn't get that one right, my church would be so mad at me.
You couldn't go Sunday. You would not be able to go and show your face Sunday.
Throw me right out of the pulpit, I think.
Hey, Steve, help me out. I know that's in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 8, but isn't that also where it goes on to say, my grace is sufficient for thee?
I believe that is correct.
Yeah, I think that's the second part of that. So great promise from the Lord that is grace.
Now, Steve, the only downside is you answering this week is next week we were going to start a brand new prize, a brand new car. But anyway, you get the T-shirt this week, so it's not completely.
No, you guys could be a Matchbox car anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, so Steve, I know you got a question for us, but when we're finished here on the air, don't hang up. We'll put you on hold, and someone will come on and get your information so we can put your brand new unused T-shirt in the mail.
Hey, and I got to ask, purely conjecture. Got two pastors, one on the phone, one beside me. Thorn in the flesh. Limped, bad eyesight, his wife nagging a lot. What say you guys? I've heard it all over the place. What are you thinking, Steve?
Since my wife is right next to me, I'm going to say limp.
Yeah. Yeah. Good choice.
And what about choice.
I have no idea.
We got two things.
Although I do know it's not my wife. Yes, I want to say that.
So now we got two questions. Did Adam have a belly button? And what was that thorn in the flesh
right.
Paul said? Mm. All right, what's your question for us, Steve?
All right. What do the letters ZIP stand for in zip code?
Ooh, this is a good question. All right, Steve, now we're going to talk amongst ourselves. Don't give the answer yet.
I think it's zone improvement, right. But I can't remember what the P is. Zone improvement something.
Zone improvement.
Perpendicular. Pepsi.
province or something? Zone improvement. I don't know.
Peru. I don't know either.
Zone improvement, something or other. Something
all right,
starts with
I'm going with JJ because that sounds good. I have no idea, Steve.
It's zone improvement plan.
Zone improvement plan.
Well, JJ got 2/3 of it, right?
Sure did.
Yeah.
So we'll give him two claps.
Hey, Steve, where are you a pastor? So folks there in Indiana in your area that don't have a good church home would like to come hear some good preaching.
The little town of Monon, Indiana.
What's the name of your church?
The Monon Wesleyan Church.
Perfect.
Monon. Where is Monon?
It's north of Lafayette, Indiana.
Okay. So you're listening to our Lafayette station.
Terrific. Well, have a great weekend. Yes. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Don't hang up, Steve. We're going to put you on hold. Oops.
All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. We're taking your phone calls from across the country. And let's continue on. Forge ahead, Ed.
We are forging. Arkansas. We forged to Arkansas. Dan is on the line. Dan, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Dan. You there?
Speaking.
Put the sandwich down, Dan.
Hello? Y'all there?
We're
here,
buddy.
Yeah, Dan.
Isaiah, not Dan.
It's what?
It's Isaiah.
Oh,
Isaiah.
Sorry, Isaiah.
All right, sorry.
Hold on just a minute, Isaiah. We need to ask our phone screener how she got Dan and Isaiah mixed up. We need an answer for that. We can get it in a little bit, but we don't need to forget that because I can understand if it was Dan and Stan.
Jan.
But Dan and Isaiah, you don't get that mixed up when you hear somebody. So, that's not a fireable offense. That's just something I'm curious about. But anyway.
That's a you got to work through lunch offense.
Yeah, well, I think so. Isaiah. Thanks for calling, my friend, from Arkansas, the great state of Arkansas. What do you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both, please.
Which one do you want to answer?
The one about which one was, what book was written out.
Okay, what was the first book set in type?
I'm going to say the Bible.
Yes,
wow.
It is correct.
Yes.
It was Johann Gutenberg.
Gutenberg.
And you can see one of those original copies on display at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. We see that when we go on our spiritual heritage tour. But the Gutenberg Bible, you're correct.
See, I would have been wrong. I was going to guess Tarzan, Lord of the Apes.
Oh.
But I would have been way off.
Hey, well. Gutenberg Bible, I'll tell you what else. The fellow that has Hobby Lobby, the Greens, they've opened a Bible museum that's just supposed to be amazing.
That's in D.C. as well.
And that's in D.C. Yeah. So if you're in the area, check that out.
I want to... I should know this by heart. I think this was in the 1500s. Gutenberg.
Oh, 14.
But
it was in the 1400s.
You know
right?
the 14, the late 1400s.
Because Protestant Reformation. Yeah.
But Isaiah, maybe you know the history of this. You'd like to share with our folks. Do you know this?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway, the point is, the invention of the movable type press or the printing press. That Gutenberg.
It was a game changer.
Yeah, it really allowed the Word of God, the Bible, to be read by the masses instead of being interpreted by a handful of people and told what it said. Instead, the everybody who could afford it, and obviously, just because the movable press was invented and the Bible was printed, doesn't mean it didn't take a long, long time. Still, hundreds of years. for the Bible to become, or 100 years to become, you know, accessible. But it opened up the door. It was, as you say, J.J., a game changer.
1439.
1439, Gutenberg, 15th yes. century.
Yes.
So
anyway, that's
greatest book ever written. Hey, Dan, what's your question for us?
What city and what state was Douglas MacArthur born?
What city and what state was General Douglas MacArthur born in?
Now, there are several famous people born there in Kansas, in the, not Salina, but what is the town there where you had two or three, like a president, two or three other generals, but I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, I don't know.
Isaiah, we don't know. What's the answer?
I'm going to say Kansas, and I forget the city.
He was born in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Really?
Really? Douglas MacArthur was?
Yes, sir.
Huh.
So we just dismissed that phrase.
He was in Texas when he was four.
He did. Oh, okay.
All right.
So we dismissed that phrase, can anything good come out of Little Rock? Yeah. So now we can go ahead and get rid of
that. Well, it depends on your views on Douglas MacArthur.
He's a good guy. Dan, thanks. Have a good weekend.
Isaiah.
He's a four-star general.
Yeah, I was just listening.
He's more than a good guy.
And if he told you he was going to return, he would.
Yes, that's right.
MacArthur? Him and
I'll be back.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me.
You get choked up just thinking about Arnold telling the people in the Philippines, I'll be back.
I think you got your history. Just a little askew. Just a little askew of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Douglas, he's got it right. Douglas MacArthur was in that leather jacket with those sunshades and the shotgun. You don't remember
Aviator shades.
All right, back to the phones. We go back to the phones.
All right, we go to Kansas, and Rachel is on the line. Rachel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Rachel?
Do both. And may I be the first to say, happy Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
May the fourth be with you. Nice, Rachel. Why, is today Star Wars Day or something? I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's May the 4th.
Yeah, so when was so that? Was that when the original, the first Star Wars movie came out on May the 4th?
Oh, I don't know. It's just kind of been a thing like the past few years on May the 4th. Instead of May the 4th be with you, it's May the 4th.
Yeah, just to play on words.
Oh, I knew that part.
Yeah,
but
we, Ed and I were literalists. We thought.
Yeah, I thought it was a little. I thought there was a little
Star Wars from.
Day.
Kinda...
Me too. I'm disappointed, quite frankly.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's
Rachel.
A good joke, but I wanted some connection to the real
Why
Star
isn't
Wars.
It June 4th? That's what I'm saying.
May June be the 4th be with you. I don't know.
All right. We'll find that out, Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, what's your question for us?
Okay, well, I mean, since you brought it up already, I might as well ask you, where did the where did the term dead as a doornail come from?
Where did the expression dead as a doorknob come from?
Dead doornail.
Doornail.
Dead as a, what did
nail.
I say?
Doorknob.
Well, doorknob.
Also dead.
Doorknob's dead, too. You believe that doorknobs are alive, JJ?
All right, now wait a second. All right, hang on a second, Rachel. Don't say yes or no. We're going to talk about this.
Dead as a
doornail. This has something to do with Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol?
I don't think so.
Dead as a doornail.
I think it has something to do with about their, it. I've read
Didn't
it,
he?
But I forgot what it is.
Run, boys, run.
Shall we
go ahead and tell us? She can tell us with the music.
I'm just going to say I think it has to do with the Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens, when he saw the picture of Jacob. I mean. Image of Jacob Marley said he was dead
I'm
as a doornail.
It's a Melville. Quote.
I think it's like a carpenter's term about something being finished or being something.
They say,
okay.
What is it, Rachel?
Karen Carpenter. Great singer.
It's kind of a long explanation, so I can just come back to it after the break.
Yes, you can,
that's
Rachel.
Okay. This is a long time listener.
She knows that music's here.
That's right.
All right. So, hang on, Rachel. We'll come back.
Help is on its way. I'll be there as fast as I can. Did I get that right?
I don't know. You're asking two guys who don't know lyrics.
Yeah, I don't know. Beat it. I'm trying to know that part of the song.
Help is on its way.
We're staying alive, though. I know that.
Yes, we are.
Staying alive.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day. or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-788-1813.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. I spend quite a bit of time encouraging you to take a stand on this radio commentary. The mainstream media and the far left want to silence you. They want you to think traditional values are out of the mainstream. But that's simply not true. Just ask the good people of Fremont, California, a San Francisco suburb. The local school district was about to launch a shocking sex education program for grade schoolers. The content so graphic it cannot be repeated on the radio. Moms and dads were enraged, demanded the school district drop the sex education lessons. Hundreds showed up at a board meeting to voice their opposition. Educators defended the program, saying it was in compliance with the state's Healthy Youth Act. At the end of the day, common sense prevailed. The elected school board members saw the massive opposition and they backed down, proving once again, when patriots stand together, we can make a difference, even in California. I'm Todd Starnes.
Brian Fisher here. We'll get Judge Roy Moore's take on the First Amendment. Does it apply only to Christianity? Bureaucrats use redactions to keep us in the dark about stuff we're entitled to know. And should we treat Donald Trump like he's Martha Stewart or like he's the President of the United States? That and more today on Focal Point at 105 Central.
Great show right there.
You're not kidding. I love the theme from Rocky. Is that Rocky Strikes Back or The Son of Rocky?
Son of Rocky.
Or Rocky the Final Adventure? I got them mixed up.
Rocky
Little
Rises.
House on the Prairie.
You know, I've told this before, but when that show was actually on TV, first run, I mocked it. I never saw it. I saw commercials for it. Mm-hmm. My wife liked it. I said, that just seems like a pansy movie, TV show. Yeah. Little kid girls running through the fields and stuff. And then when it came on syndication, I sat down and watched it. What an awesome show. I loved it.
It's awesome. I watch it occasionally now. And
that was
good,
a hit for
good
several
values
years.
And good storyline.
Right. Was it Hallmark Channel? Where does it come on?
I don't know.
I don't know.
When I'm flipping through
Little
the channels,
House on the Prairie.
It pops up and I really enjoy it.
Didn't you love to hate that little girl on there? The little
Miss Olson's daughter?
Yeah. Didn't you just... Not hate.
I try not
you
to
know
hate
what I'm
anyone.
Saying.
Right.
You know, I that was a value I learned, how to hate people watching that show. That was something what'd you say?
I only hate the devil.
Yeah, only.
Hey, let's go back.
And the
song.
Devil's children.
Hey, let's go back
you know,
to
the
Rachel.
The devil went down to Georgia.
Yeah. Rachel.
All right, let's go back
Rachel
to the phone.
From Kansas, you're going to tell us where the origin of the phrase dead as a doornail comes from.
Okay, so back about or a couple hundred years ago, a doornail was a really long nail. I believe it was used to like attach the hinge of the door to the door frame. And in carpentry, to make a nail quote unquote dead is like you drive it through and then you bend
it over
the end of it so it doesn't pull out. So eventually that became known as a way like describe someone who died.
And they were square nails too. The square nails were the common until, you know.
So dead as a doornail meant that nail could not be reused or something? Is that it?
And it couldn't be like pull, like they would bend the end of the
bend
nail
the end and then drive
to the side
the
at like a 45 degree angle so or a 90 degree angle so it wouldn't pull out of the door frame.
Okay. Is that what you said?
I said it's like I'd heard it was some kind of carpentry thing, but I didn't remember all the specifics. Yeah. Hey, Rachel, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Oh, I was also going to answer the question about the pilot.
Oh, okay, good. I thought you'd already answered. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, here's the question. By the way, we need to reset our questions after this call.
Okay.
Who was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean, Rachel?
That would have been Kansas native Amelia Earhart.
Actually, it was Hillary Clinton. she said that yesterday at one of the reasons she lost.
That's amazing because Al Gore.
One of the reasons she
lost
the election was because they didn't give her credit for being the first woman to fly. Okay. No, I'm just teasing. Amelia Earhart.
Wonderful. Nicely done, Rachel.
So, there were so many great Americans from Kansas.
You're not kidding. Huh? You got Amelia. You got Rachel.
That's right. You got
Eisenhower.
Dwight Eisenhower.
Right.
So Amelia Earhart was from Kansas, and she was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic.
Where was Harry Truman from? Wasn't he from Kansas, too?
Missouri.
Oh, Missouri, that's right.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing about Amelia Earhart, she, of course, an aviator extraordinaire, but, I mean, she is fearless.
Right.
Huh?
Fearless.
Because of fearless. A little plane.
Yeah, the equipment was not all that. It was pretty generic.
Was she before or after Lindbergh?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
After, because she flew in the 1930s.
After Charles Lindbergh, but still. Yeah.
Rachel is smart.
Yeah, wow. You are, Rachel.
Way to go, Rachel. Thanks for calling. Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Amelia Earhart was the... every once in a while you read on the internet, there'll be some story about her remains being found
somewhere
in the South Pacific. Yeah. I don't know, you know, how many of those I want to read, you know, in my lifetime. But I read two or three and figured out after that it was just an advertising ploy for
clickbait.
Yeah, for cruises to the South Pacific. You know, they wanted you to come and see if you could find Amelia's remains. Anyway, all right, let's repeat our questions that have.
Heretofore.
Gone unanswered.
Oh,
yes.
Nicely done.
Slick. Yeah, all right. Here I have two remaining. I'll add one. We know that people from Louisiana are sometimes called Cajuns. Where does that word come from, the word Cajuns? Bible question in the book of Joshua, in order for the people of Israel to cross the Jordan River, where did the priests have to stand with the ark? And
that has nothing to do with the chicken.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
No, that's not even a related question.
Right, that is
true.
So
I don't want people to get confused.
Yes. And so I'll add this question. Why was the animal crackers box designed with a string handle? Why was the animal crackers box designed with a string handle? That's what I have.
I'm going to write it. I know that.
And right, yes, that's right.
Okay, here's what I've got. First question, the U.S. buys up how much of the world's diamonds? This is multiple choice. Is it 25%, 50%, or 75%? Second question, true or false? In the 2017 edition of Webster's Dictionary, 5 words were actually misspelled. Is that true or false?
What now? What's that question?
In the 2017 edition of Webster's Dictionary, 5 words were actually misspelled.
Uh-huh. Okay. Is that true or false?
Yeah. Is that true or false? And then here's the third question. I'll add a new one. How many tiles does each player pick up at the start of a game of Scrabble? How many tiles do you pick up, put on that little wooden tray when you start playing
Scrabble? Good question. I like that.
All right. Ready for mine? Here are my three questions. The one that has not been answered is this one. What actress made $1 million before she was 10 years old? By the age of 10 years old. Made $1 million. What actress? Number two. I've got a new question. What was Walt Disney's first full-length feature cartoon? I may have asked this a few months ago. What was Walt Disney's first full-length feature cartoon? And number three, who passed the quill with the remark, there? I guess King George can read that. So those are my three questions. The phone number to reach us is 888-589-8840. That's to be on the show and ask and answer. 888-589-8840. If you want to send us an email, you can just do so at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. If you would like to watch this here show on that there internet, as Ed Battagliano so eloquently says, you can watch us on Facebook Live. Just go to Facebook, type in Today's Issues Live. You can watch the show and comment there. Or YouTube, same thing.
And if I can add one, if you'd like to send us some unmarked bills to help us pay for the graduation gifts, knew how popular you are until this time of year,
right,
when all the nieces and nephews and everybody comes out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
That kid you barely know at church.
Duly noted. What I'm saying. You never knew how popular you were until graduation.
Mom and dad are going, it doesn't hurt to send them an invitation.
Honey, who is so-and-so? You know what? That may be so-and-so, or it may be our paper boy's brother. You know, I'm not sure. Well, if we
got an invitation to their graduation.
We have got a line item in our budget. Graduation.
Yeah, then you got that decision about a gift card. Because that's just straight up money, basically. And they know how much it's worth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you buy some gift, they don't know exactly how much you paid.
Or even if you're regifting, you could be regifting.
You could be regifting. They'll never know.
They never know.
But you give a $10 Outback card, you know, and $10. They show up and they say, sorry, you still owe $37 on your bill. That cheapskate gave me a $10.
It always goes back to a Seinfeld episode, doesn't it? Because just like what you're saying, if you buy a gift, they're not real sure. But then what do you give? Because you say, if I give this amount, that's almost going to be an embarrassment or an insult. But you really can't afford to give what you wished you could to each and every person.
My wife, she's just so generous, you know, this time. She just says, I know I'm going to give them whatever, $50. And I'm like,
I wouldn't have said that on the air. Can
we negotiate this?
Plus, the relative that only got 25 is going,
And I know we're camping out here last year or the year before last. Melanie bought these buckets and put a thing of popcorn in there. And some other thing, and then two movie tickets, and the whole shooting match looked like a really, really nice gift.
Yeah.
But it, you know, it didn't really take a lot to put it together.
A lot of thought put into that.
And it saved on the $25 each for every.
And you never know when you need a good bucket.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or kick it.
Or people can have something on their list, and there they got a good start right there.
That's right. You know, my bucket list starts with the bucket.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Pennsylvania. Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, professors.
You are welcome, student. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'd like to do both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer, Mike?
Well, I'd like to take a shot at your question, Professor Ed, about the priests in the Ark.
All right, in the book of Joshua, in order for the priests for the people of Israel to cross the Jordan River, where did the priests have to stand with the ark?
I believe they had to stand just inside the river.
Okay, I'm going to get it's in the River Jordan. When they started crossing, that's when the waters began to divide. They stood in the middle of the Jordan while the people walked by. But Jordan River, inside the river, you got it.
Nicely done, Mike. Thanks for reading that first book that was printed on the Gutenberg Press. Hey, what's your question for us?
It's still number one seller, I believe.
Yes, it is. Yes, what's your question for us?
Well, my question is, who was the first artist to enter the U.S. album as number one? And as a bonus, what was the song that became number one?
All right, so are you asking...
Talking about singers.
The first number one?
Who hit number one?
Wait a minute, hold on. You're talking about in the history of music?
That is correct.
So the first time the list went up, who was number one?
The very first time the United States albums list, who was the first number one artist, wow, and what was his song?
You know, that's going to... Let us talk amongst ourselves, Mike, for just a minute. He's probably... Gosh, he's probably talking 30s.
Is he a big 1930s? Band? 1930s. Is it a big band?
I don't know how far
that is.
I think you may be onto
Perry
something.
Perry Como, Frank Sinatra, that's going back.
Frank Sinatra would
real far.
Be... Frank Sinatra would be a good guess, but if it's a band, it's going to be that, like, who was the big band guy back in the...
Right, Miller? I'm thinking Benny...
Miller?
Miller?
Yeah, yeah. Miller.
What was it? Benny... Not Benny.
Benny and the Jets.
I don't think we know, because, you know... Hey, it could even be Bing Crosby, a White Christmas thing.
Bing Crosby.
It could be a
Bing Crosby
Christmas
or Frank
hit.
Sinatra, I'll bet you.
We want to go with the crooners. Yeah. You go with who? Which one you want?
Bing Crosby, probably.
I'm going to go Frank Sinatra, so maybe we can cover some bases.
I'm going with the Benny Hill Band.
Benny Astor.
Go ahead.
God Ran.
Go ahead, Mike. What's the answer? Glenn Miller.
Well, I'm afraid none of your answers are correct. The answer that became number one was Elton John.
You got to be kidding.
What?
His song was Crocodile Rock.
You're talking
one.
70s, early 70s. That was the first time that the charts were?
That's the first time that the U.S. album. It was a U.S. album. It was the first time the U.S. album hit number one.
But he's
that
British.
Was by Elton John.
As opposed to what? Because we kind of were leading the way in music before people over in Europe were.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it, brother. Mike calling from Pennsylvania. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Next up, Ed.
All right, we go to Texas. Steve is on the line. Steve, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, professors. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing great, Steve.
Yep.
Thank you for asking. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to try both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
Well, since Steve from Indiana got my thorn in the flesh question and my shirt, I'm going to go with JJ's diamond question. I'll give it a shot.
Hey, it's multiple choice, Steve. Here's the question. The U.S. buys up how much of the world's diamonds? A, 25%, B, 50%, or C, 75%?
I'm going to just take a shot at C, 75%.
That is not correct, but you made it easy for the next guy.
All right. So
it's not 75%. So it's either 25% or 50%. Either way, we're buying a whole lot of diamonds for our sweethearts when you consider we're buying that's how much over the world.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, what's your question for us?
You think interests me less
All right.
Than that.
I've been trying to get on the show since the week of the Super Bowl. What? So I've got a Super Bowl question for you.
We're ready, man.
Good grief.
May.
That's the first Sunday in February.
We're in baseball.
I've been trying to get on ever since.
All right.
But my question is, who is the only football player in the history of the NFL to win the MVP, and he was on the losing team.
In the Super Bowl?
In the Super Bowl.
The only player to win
the only
MVP.
Quarterback, you're saying?
Or player.
The only player.
To win the MVP and was playing for the losing team.
And they
team.
Lost.
Wow, that's interesting.
That's very interesting. You dominated and had so many big plays, but then your team lost. That wouldn't have been.
Would it be John Elway, maybe? We're going to talk amongst ourselves here. Hang on a second, Steve. Right,
you can make 500 guesses. Never know the answer to this one. But, I mean, you can try 500 if you want to. Yeah, we got time.
Hey, I'm curious. You got me curious, Steve. I don't think
I'm going to say. I'm going to say John Elway, but that's just a blind guess.
No, sir. It was Chuck Howley. Dallas Cowboys against the Baltimore Colts.
Hey,
Chuck Howley won the MVP Super Bowl V.
You're breaking up a little bit there, Steve.
He was a linebacker, wasn't he, Chuck Howley?
Linebacker, yes, a linebacker.
Now, did he just have such a stellar game? I mean, was he just making some obviously amazing plays to get the MVP, and they lost?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I was only about 6 years old when they played, so I'm not sure.
All right. Hey, have a good weekend, buddy. Thanks for listening to AFR.
JJ, did you just hear your question?
What kind?
I'm not putting you down or anything. But,
sounds like you are.
Steve said he won the MVP in the Super Bowl and he lost, right?
Yeah.
You said to him, wow, he must have had a stellar game.
Yeah.
And they still lost.
No, I mean, I'm just thinking to do that and lose, you had to dive through the air and just have some crazy, crazy good plays.
You're right.
And this is the second week in a row that you've been mocking JJ.
I need to mock you a while, right?
No.
Let's mock somebody else.
Let's mock Brent for a while.
You ever see that routine by that comedian, Here's Your Sign?
Yes.
Here's Your Sign.
That's funny. It was.
Who was that guy? Earnhardt?
No. It was. Oh, yeah. That's who it was. Yeah.
Bill Enval.
Yeah, he would say something rural, obvious.
Yeah, like JJ just said. He must have had a stellar game.
Yeah.
Win MVP. And so
what was the purpose of the game?
Well, it's kind of like, one of the things was you drive up and somebody would be on the side of the road and the tire would be,
the hood's up, steam's coming out.
Yeah. And then somebody walk around to the front and say, got car trouble?
No. Yeah, no, I just like to stop on the side of the road like this.
Right. All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also called
Learning University.
Are we set here to continue?
We're ready to go with Fred.
Oh. Hey, I need some. Let's repeat our question.
Yeah, because I got to add one.
Yeah,
anyway,
go ahead.
So. All right, we know people from Louisiana are sometimes called Cajuns. Where does that word come from? Second question: why was the animal crackers box designed with a string handle? And then I got one of these kinds of questions I like to throw in every once in a while. Chortle, the word chortle is a blend of what two words? The word chortle is a blend of what two words? All right.
I tell you, you're eating a bunch of popcorn and somebody gets you tickled, you can chortle.
Yes, you can. And wind up in the emergency room.
And wind up, that's right. Here's what I've got. First question, the U.S. buys up how much of the world's diamonds? Now we're down to two. Is it 25% or 50%? Multiple choice. Then second question, true or false? In the 2017 edition of Webster's Dictionary, five words were actually misspelled. Is that true or false? And third question, how many tiles does each player pick at the start of a game of Scrabble?
Good questions. Good.
By the way, do you want a Scrabble board? I found a Scrabble game the other day.
Oh, we have one.
Okay, do you?
Yeah. No,
anyway.
Thanks. That was one of my mom's.
You have
favorite.
One or don't? Just don't
I think
care.
We've got one, but Scrabble's
okay.
not
well,
my
anyway.
Thing. Unless it's full contact Scrabble, we like playing that at our house.
So it's kind of like a Twister Scrabble combo.
We were playing the other night. True story. We were playing Bible trivia at the kitchen table, and it wound up getting physical. And then I said, "We're the only family that can play."
Get into a fight about?
No, it was like we're asking the person sitting next to us. Well, then somebody said, "Well, just ask and let everybody." Then everybody was yelling on top of each other, and you couldn't tell. So they said, the first person, they put something in the, or Casey James said, I'm going to put this in the middle of the table, the first person to slap it. Well, now everybody's slapping each other's hands and shifting the table from side to side. I said, ours is the only one that can play full contact Bible
trivia. Where'd you get that black eye?
Yeah. Scrabble?
Bible trivia? What?
Oh, yeah, Bible trivia. Yeah. Hey, is it my turn to ask?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here are my three questions. What was the Walt Disney's first full-length feature cartoon? That's number one. Number two, I just have two. Who passed the quill with the remark, there? I guess King George can read that. Who said that in history? All right, let's go back to the phones.
All right.
Unless he was blind as a bat.
We go to Georgia. Where the devil wound up, I'm just going to say before Tim does. Fred is on the
line.
You
read my mind, Ed.
Fred, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How you doing, fellas?
Hey, doing great, brother.
Hey, first of all, God bless you guys.
Thank you,
Thank
Fred.
You.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to answer, and I'd like to answer. I believe I might know the answer to the child star.
Oh, that's question. Tim's question.
Oh, I forgot to ask that. Yeah, my bad. So what actress? Okay. What actress made $1 million by the age of 10, Fred?
I think that would be Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple.
Wow, yeah. Nicely done.
Can you imagine? I don't. Was that the 40s?
Maybe even the 30s, late 30s.
Okay, 30s, 40s. But $1 million back then would probably be $50 million now. I mean, something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. I mean,
she made $1 million.
It's when I was growing up, just to show you that it's not that much now. I made that much just mowing lawns.
Did you? $1 million? Wow.
Yeah. Didn't go very far. Just I was constantly borrowing money from my dad to buy baseball cards. I made that up, by the way.
I think you probably sound like you got a drug problem.
But Fred, you got it, Fred. What's your question for us?
I don't have a question. Just God bless you, fellas.
Thank you, buddy.
All right,
thank you for listening to
AMR. Shirley Temple, still a fixture in American film, whatever you want to call it.
Lore.
Yeah.
Right.
Huh?
Yes.
Probably the most... popular, if you want to say, at least for her era, of any female or child actress ever.
Now, do you think I don't think my kids, they might know who Shirley Temple is. You know, what old Walker, you're constantly
no, I don't know. Probably. I'm going to do a survey, see if they've, you've probably heard the name Shirley Temple.
Well, it's a drink, too.
It's a drink.
It's an alcoholic
drink.
Like
an Arnold Palmer, except it's an alcoholic drink. But yeah, Shirley Temple, but she, I've seen, I don't collect
she
Shirley
became,
Temple.
She became a preacher, didn't she? She became Shirley Temple Black, and she became a minister.
Really? Did she really?
I know she was real popular on the Good Ship Lollipop.
Yes.
But I don't know much.
During our break, I'm going to look that up for our folks.
She was really talented, though.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, this was
smart,
You know, some of those child actors, you say, well, they're just putting them on because they're cute or whatever.
Yeah.
She could sing, dance, act, and the whole deal.
Had personality, all of it.
Shirley Temple.
Excellent handwriting.
Yes.
I mean, just the whole package.
Yes. Very well. Used the fork and the spoon in the right place.
Yes.
At mealtime.
It's not easy.
Yeah, no. You try it when you're
I have.
When you're 8 years old. All right, who's next?
All right, we go back to Arkansas. Marion is on the line. Marion, welcome to Trivia Friday. you've been waiting a long time to do that, haven't you?
Oh, okay. I'm on. Okay. Just a minute. Let me draw a line. There. Okay. I just crossed Learning University off my bucket list.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey, we're just thrilled that we were on someone's bucket
that
list.
That touches my heart.
You are standing on the threshold of the next chapter in your life.
That's right.
All right.
So how long has Marion been waiting?
How long have you been trying to get on Learning University?
Oh, listen, I've years, decades, a long time. I hit redial I don't know how many times.
All right, we got to send
Marion,
We're a bunch of softies.
Yeah, we're going to have to get Marion's address, her dedication.
Perseverance
to speed.
She's
dial.
Been waiting
tenacity.
Decades.
We're going to send you a free Learning University T-shirt, Marion.
Oh, funny!
Are you?
We're going to send you.
No,
a T-shirt.
We are. Are you pulling our leg, Marion? Are you lying to us? Huh?
No. I've been dialing today since 10:30.
Well, guess what?
Since 10:30. Wait a second.
Wait.
We don't have time for this
for
discussion.
Years.
We really don't.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take a break.
We're
going
to send
here.
You a T-shirt.
Well, you're going to have to hold 5 more minutes.
Can you do it? Go back to sleep.
And Marion, you better have your story straight when we come back. We want to know how long you've been waiting to get on.
All right, Marion will be the first up when we get back from the break. We got Eli from Mississippi, Thomas from Arkansas, Dan from Virginia, Randy from Tennessee, and Marley from Louisiana.
Marion, stay on the line, and she can get your information right now while we're taking this break.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Stay with us for more Trivia Friday.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.